Thankful this morning for a father that loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son that we might be saved so that we wouldn't perish. And the Lord continues to extend an invitation of love and care and salvation all throughout the course of our lives. And while there is time, there is opportunity, and he suffered for me personally, and I'm so thankful for that, that his call came to my door, came to my heart, that I can stand here today and say by the grace of God, I'm saved. Not because of what I've done, but because Jesus, as that song said that we just heard, because Jesus loved me. Thank the Lord. I've written on the board this morning, fathers of purpose and strength. Fathers of purpose and strength. Today is set aside to especially recognize and honor fathers. Fathers, that is a role that was given and ordained by God. Fathers are called to a high calling, a calling that cannot be substituted. Fathers are called to be imitators of Christ. Fathers are called to be spiritual leaders in the home. Fathers are called to be present men of God. And as such, God has called upon fathers to represent Him faithfully in our homes, at work, in our neighborhoods, in society, and here at church when we gather together. The Lord has a special place for fathers to represent Him when we gather together in the house of the Lord. Much could be said this morning about challenging fathers about our responsibility as imitators of Christ, representatives of Christ, spiritual leaders in the home. Could preach about the responsibility of fathers in more of a form of exhortation. We've done that. I've done that, and it's important to do that. Today, I'm especially inspired to simply recognize and appreciate fathers here today and the responsibilities that fathers here take on day after day after day, the loads that are carried faithfully, and to encourage spouses and children to especially recognize and appreciate your father today for what they do and the blessings that come with having a faithful father. I know that on Father's Day, Brother Shane alluded to this, that sometimes this can be a difficult day for some, particularly you preach messages or not just preach messages and talk specifically about it, but just being Father's Day and the focus that there is, it can be a difficult day for many, unfortunately, in the world because of the absence of faithful fathers, fathers that are godly, fathers that do demonstrate purpose and strength in the right ways. In the absence of that, this day can be a difficult day. And if If there is perchance somebody here today that feels that pain because of that, may the Lord bless you in a way that we don't know how to express with words. And be encouraged that we all have a very faithful and a very loving Father, all of us do this morning, that we can turn to, that cares about us, loves us, and that speaks directly to the hearts of all individuals. When I look over the congregation this morning, it's a really good look from up here. You ought to try it sometime. The faithful fathers of purpose and strength that I see that are sitting here today is wonderful. It's a blessing, and you have enriched the lives of not just your own family, but you have served to be an example and have reached the lives of no doubt many more than what you realize. May God bless you in a very special way today. I'd like to turn and reread a few verses of a story that we read a couple of years ago on Father's Day. I feel like there's a little bit more in it that I'd like to get to. And it's in the 15th chapter of Luke. It's a familiar story. It's, some ways, it's a sad story and it's a happy story. And there's a whole lot in this parable of the prodigal son, and we're not going to try to get to everything in it today. But it said that a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me," and he divided them his living. And not many days after that, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there rose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want, began to lack, began to be in need. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish here with hunger. I will arise, and I'll go to my father, and I'll say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven, and I've sinned against thee. And I'm not worthy anymore to be called thy son, just make me one of your hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. Catch this. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. That speaks to me of a father this morning that was looking for him, hoping, praying, waiting that maybe his son would come home. After all that his son had done to him, there was the father looking, wondering, waiting, and when he was yet afar off, he saw him. Said he had compassion and ran, and he fell on his neck, and he kissed him. And as the father in his happiness was so overjoyed that his son had come home, the son's trying to get out his little speech. "Lord, Father, I've sinned against you, and in thy sight, and I'm not worthy to be called thy son." And in the midst of all that, the father was saying to his servants, "Hey, over here, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger, and bring him shoes and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let's eat and let's be merry. For this my son was dead, but now he's alive again. And at one time he was lost, but now he's found. And they began to be merry. It's a beautiful story, beautiful ending. Started, and it said the younger said to his father, "Father," what is a father? What is a father in the sense that God intended for a father to be? We have a few minutes this morning, don't we? When it was Mother's Day, we took opportunity and opened it up and wrote a few things on the board on what came to your mind when you thought about a mother. Today is Father's Day. Why don't we think just a little bit about what fathers mean to you? And I want to preface it this way, that perhaps when we get done, there's going to be a number of descriptors on the board. And I want to encourage you this morning, the fathers, that these words that are being spoken this morning are being spoken, and these descriptors are being written on the board because whether you feel they describe you or not, they're being presented as a descriptor because it is you that is inspiring the thoughts that we're going to put on the board on what a father is, because we have wonderful, godly fathers here today. What is a father? What is a godly father? I'll start, and then you can help me fill in. When I look over the congregation this morning, when I see you, I see providers. What do you see? Stable influence. What else? I see protectors. Faithful. Responsible. I'm sorry? Present. Fathers, present. There you are. You're here. You're present. You're showing leadership for your family. You're present. Sacrifice. Sacrificial, sacrifice. I heard the word strong. Security. Was it hard worker? Did I get that? Yeah, hard worker. What else comes to your mind?
Forgiving.
Yes, forgiving. We just read about that, didn't we?
Love.
Yes, love. When you think of a father, I look out this morning and I see fathers of love.
Wise.
I see a lot of wisdom in the fathers here today. honest, truthful, all right, in their kind of their own way, huh? Especially with their girls, huh? Fathers, they look ahead, don't they? Don't we look ahead? Plan. Providers, stable influence, stabilizing influence, protectors, faithful, responsible, present, sacrifice, strong, provide security, hard worker, forgiving, love, wise, honest, long suffering, look ahead. How would you like me to write that? Tough love. But Brother Jared is also saying, you know, there's a time to be firm and to correct and to very specifically realign. And there's other times when it's time to back off.
All this makes good leaders.
Leaders. Good.
Advisors.
I'm sorry?
Advisors.
Advisors. Steady. See, fathers, you didn't know you were all of this. What else? I heard something else. One more time.
Fun.
Yeah, dads can be fun, can't they? Fun. A good example. I'm sorry.
Teacher.
Do you see how blessed that we are to have fathers that are this? And this represents fathers that are here today. I know that sometimes we can write all that stuff on the board for mothers, and we write all this stuff on the board for fathers, and we can look at it and go, oh, am I supposed to do all that? We learn, and we go through the journey. We take on the responsibility of being a father, and throughout the course of that journey, we start to learn and grow in these areas, but fathers are willing to take it on. Willing to take it on. To learn how to do these things. And you assume that responsibility and you grow. We could talk about all of these descriptors for a while, but maybe we'll move on. Won't spend much time on this. We've talked a little bit about it before, about what is a prodigal. The story of the prodigal son. I've written a definition down. It's one who spends, gives, behaves recklessly, foolishly, and operates at the extremes. And the 13th verse said that not many days after, the younger son took all, gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance on riotous living. And I think that one way or another, all of us have been prodigal sons. We've all been away from the Father, God. He's looked and waited for us. We've been foolish throughout the course of our lives, no doubt, at times, where we didn't make good decisions with our time and our bodies and responsibilities that God has given to us. This was a good, loving, caring Father that no doubt embodied these things. The son, however, evaluated his circumstances, and he had a father that was at home like you, that was a good father that did these things. But the son looked at his circumstances and decided that he would be better off somewhere else. It says here that he came to his father and he said, "Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And it said he divided unto them his living. Who was his? Who was that talking about? He's talking about the father. The father took what was his living that came from his hand and from being these things, and he gave to his son, the one that wasn't satisfied with where he was. And perhaps the son didn't like the home life. Maybe he didn't agree with dad's way of thinking, and there wasn't enough to appeal to the son. He thought, "I can do better somewhere else. I think that it would be better, a better life somewhere else." And maybe he didn't trust in his father's wisdom and rest in that and trust in it. And certainly the security that was afforded to him felt like he could do something somewhere else. And he took a lot for granted. Took a lot of these things for granted, not adequately recognizing what was being done for him. I say that as just a little challenge for the young people today. Think about these things when you think about your dad, because you may not always see him. Sometimes it's easy to think about the thing that you want. I want that bicycle, and for some reason, dad's not buying me the bicycle. Or I want this, or I wish life was like this over here. And you can become fixated on that and miss what dad's doing. And all of us here, many of us here have had fathers that embody this. And we want to do the same even as we get older. In fact, I have found that the older that I get, the more you appreciate your father. The more you recognize that these things were present in your father when you didn't see it, when you were younger, until you become a father and you begin having to be responsible for life and for providing food and shelter and clothing and leadership in the home and fixing the things that go wrong at home and all of these things that you're managing, and you don't always recognize that when it's being provided for you until you have to do it yourself, and then you begin appreciating your father more. Appreciate your fathers today. So the son demanded to be given much of what he hadn't earned, to the detriment of his father, and he took off on his own way. Happens far too often with too many people. Become a prodigal. But today my interest and focus is on the father. And I think about this, what we've written on the board and you here today. Fathers that do right regardless is a pattern. We all stumble, we all fail. I'll raise my hand up first. But as a pattern, our desire is to do what is right regardless. Somebody said, strong, didn't they? Strong. Determined, intentional, deliberate, looks past the moment and recognizes, hey, if I don't do this, then there's going to be a consequence down the road. And so, regardless of what others may, how they may view me in the moment, what the decision I'm making, I'm going to make this decision because I'm trying to make decisions for not just today, but for tomorrow. And for the whole of life. Fathers get up in the morning and they go to work whether they feel like it or not. Is there any fathers here that just feel like going to work every day? Alarm clock rings first thing in the morning. It's time to get up, time to go to work, time to face another day. With the pressures and the influences that are out there, you don't feel like doing it every day. But faithful fathers, because they know they have a wife and they have children that are depending on them, they get up and they go work, whether they feel like it or whether they don't feel like it. And we have a room full of fathers here that do that all the time. There's probably times, maybe this prodigal son felt this way, and I've said this already a little bit, but sometimes young people, you might look and wish that you could have a little bit more fun and just time with dad, and that's important. That's a whole other message. The importance of spending quality time with your children, even as fathers, it's important. But do you know that there's also times that children may desire to go do this or that, and it seems like a good and right thing to do, but the father recognizes that he has a greater calling for the family as a whole, and that there's other decisions that he has to make and things that he has to do to make sure that that child has food to eat and clothes to wear and a roof over his head and an example to the one that is coming up of the importance of consistency and faithfulness and dedication to go do what you don't feel like doing. And faithful fathers do that. Fathers here this morning, do that. Fathers that are faithful, that are strong and have purpose, are willing to be misrepresented in the moment and misunderstood, sometimes by their own family, because they feel and carry a responsibility that only falls on them. And so in the midst of other demands and interests and desires, perhaps of others in the household, the father is carrying a responsibility, again, that only he's carrying. And he feels, often, that he has to make decisions to fulfill that responsibility that are outside of perhaps what others may want. There's times that that can happen. And yet a faithful father of strength and purpose is willing to be misunderstood sometimes. How was it that the son even considered coming back home? It was because the father had demonstrated these things for all of that amount of time, a steady hand, care, faithfulness, and the son realized that it was a safe place to go. And so even after what the decisions that the son had made that was hurtful to his dad, how was he received? Verse 20, he came to his father, and when he was a great way off, as we read, the father saw him and had compassion, loved him, cared about him with open arms. And there stood a father still endeavoring to fill the role of father and dad and provider, showing love. Do we as fathers always get it right? No. We don't get it right. Often we don't get it right. And as I look at this board and leaders and advisors and steady and fun, a good example and a teacher, tough love, looking ahead, on and on, I can go through these things and look at my own life and probably give you real live examples of my life where I failed in every one of these descriptors. We don't always get it right. I'd never been a father before until I was. Had you? And in fact, I was pretty young. I was in my early 20s when I became a father. Hadn't had a lot of life experiences up until that point. I mean, 20 years worth. Half of them were when I was below the age of 10. And then I was responsible to go down this road, to take this journey, and to learn how to do this. And so I didn't always get it right. Often I didn't. And you're not going to always get it right either. But we're willing to take it on. And we have fathers today in this building that have signed up for this. And we're taking it on. And we're willing to learn. And if we fail, we're willing to adjust course. Sometimes it involves saying, I'm sorry. Fathers do that too. Know how to be humble, good father. We have humble fathers here today. A note, I've said this before. God didn't make fathers to think exactly like mothers. Has anybody noticed that before? God didn't make fathers to think exactly like mothers. We think differently. We think about different things sometimes. God designed it that way. Not that that fathers think better. Not that fathers are better. They're different. They're a complement to mothers. But as such, mothers, allow fathers to be a father. Allow fathers to think about things a little bit differently than you do. Allow fathers to approach things and to fill his role as a father in a way that God has given it to him. Not that we don't highly value the counsel and advice from our spouses, because we do. But the Lord created a man, and he created a woman, he created a mother, he created a father. Fathers are valuable. Let fathers be fathers. And children, as best as you can, you're still in the home, think about what, when you open the refrigerator, has anybody here ever bought a perpetually stocked refrigerator? I've never seen them. When you open the refrigerator, the stuff that's in there, there's a reason why it's in there. When you get hot outside and you come inside and it's cool, there's a reason it's cool inside. It's because there's an air conditioner running, and every month there's a bill that comes to the house to pay for the air, and to pay for the food. And that house that you live in that gives you shelter from the rain, from the cold, that costs something. It represents getting up in the morning, whether you feel like it or not, going to work. Represents that. And the cars that take you to and fro, they don't just run by themselves. They run on fuel. It costs money. Those cars require maintenance. See, this is just real life. This is just where we live, right? And the father feels a responsibility for those things. And so when you see your dad, you see your father, and you think about him, think about the whole of what he is trying to provide. From a material standpoint, it's, now I've found this, maybe you found it differently, but I found that it's a whole lot easier to spend money than make money. Have you found that too? Easier to spend than to make. And things cost money. Everything costs money. So, not everything. Much. Living life costs money. Which means that you got to work. Which means that you have to get up and you have to go and you have to labor. Whether you feel like it or not. Day in and day out. And I want to get this in before we close this morning. Men often come home from work to do these things that we just talked about. And they come home from work tired and worn out. At least I did, it was my experience. If not physically, mentally tired. And often you're too tired to explain why you're tired. Amen? Has anybody else ever felt that? You're too tired to explain why you're tired. And you face things after you walk out the front door. Father's here this morning. Face things after they walk out the front door and the front door closes and no one else sees what they're facing. Fathers, go out into the world and work and encounter challenges and influences and trouble and pressure all day long. And then they come home and they open the door and they walk in and they shut the door and they sit down, maybe, sometimes not. And they're too tired to even talk about why they're tired. And oftentimes, it's not understood what goes on the other side of the door day after day after day, but it's happening. And the fathers here today do that because you're this, and you care, and you love, and you've taken on a God-given responsibility. I found in my dictionary that the word fatigue is not much past fatherhood in the dictionary. Fatigue. Mothers know what fatigue is too. But I just want to make mention that fathers know what that word means too. And sometimes maybe it's not exactly talked about because there's a lot of things that aren't understood by everybody on what each of the fathers do to fulfill their God-given role. So I just want to encourage us this morning, encourage all that are here. Appreciate your Father. Take some time to reflect on what He does for you in the home, what He's endeavoring to do, what He signed up for, and what He is doing to fulfill what He committed to do. And that it is a learning experience. Be patient with your dad. Be patient with your husband. He's learning too. And he's juggling a lot of things, a lot of responsibilities. New things, hard things, unpleasant things. And trying to do it all at the same time. Balancing, providing food and shelter and security and spiritual leadership in the home. And making sure that things are fixed and that people can go and do in their household because the car works and trying to find time to have some fun and they're trying to do all these things and find the right balance, and it's not always easy, and sometimes we don't get it right. We're trying. Be thankful for your fathers today. And I'd like to say, as I look over the congregation, I've said this before, we are a blessed congregation to have so many faithful men that are willing to be godly fathers. You make a big difference, not only in your home, but at work, the example that you are to other people, your neighborhoods. You make a difference right here in the congregation. Not all congregations are blessed to have male spiritual leadership that we have in this congregation by the grace of God and because you're willing. To the wives and the mothers and the children, we're not perfect. We get it. We're trying. And we want to do what's right. To the fathers today, happy Father's Day. May God bless each of you, and know that during those times that it may feel like, you know, there's certain times and stages, seasons of life that are more difficult than others as fathers, or busier, where you feel like that no matter how much you give in all of these areas, trying to provide for all of the needs today, as well as thinking about tomorrow and next year when maybe you're not able to work and you're trying to set aside and provide for that, and the children have demands upon you and your spouse has demands upon you and responsibilities that you have to her, and there's work and there's spiritual leadership and all these things, and you can think about all these things, and it just feels like no matter how much you give, it just sucks it all in, and it can just keep giving, and you think, am I doing any good? Is it resulting in anything? Sometimes you wonder, is there any fruit coming from it? It just seems like I can't give what I need to give. And you're just kind of figuratively trying to catch your breath, and maybe literally trying to catch your breath. You're making a difference. You're sowing seeds. You're not alone. God is going with you. You're not alone. You don't have to do this alone. The Lord fills the gaps. The Lord can come in behind you, before you, beside you, and to help take the things that fathers sow, the seeds that they sow, and help it so that it can accomplish good down the road because of Jesus Christ. So don't be dismayed. Don't be disheartened. Be encouraged to press forward and be a father of purpose, a father of strength. May God bless each one of you this morning. Amen.